Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, June 14th, 2010. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our show today will inform, inspire, and encourage you, as always, of course. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Color Your Life Happy, Introduce Yourself with Confidence. But first, I want to welcome all of you, my listeners. I'm so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. I encourage you to participate by asking questions or adding comments. If you're over in the chat room, all you need to do is type in your question or comment, and I'll be able to see it. If it's a question, I'll share that question with my guest. If you're on the phone lines, you just need to press #1 to let me know that you have a question or a comment. And then I'll be able to call on you, and you'll be able to get on the air live and ask your question. I want to greet those people that are over in the chat room. Hi, Ocean Diva. And the others that are going to join us later, let me remind you, all of you, that the show is live. So that means anything can happen. Lost signals is the most common thing that happens. This even happened to me. If your call is suddenly lost, then you'll know that because you won't hear anything anymore. Just dial in again at 347-539-5700. And don't worry about missing anything because all the shows are recorded and available for you later under on-demand episodes over on my show page. Now, if you enjoy the show, please don't keep it a secret. Tell other people about the show. You can send them to the show page, blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. You can talk about it over on Twitter. You can visit me and become a fan over on Facebook. And most important, you can add yourself as a friend of the show right there on the show page. For those of you who don't know me, I'm an author, coach, and inspirational speaker. I invite you to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com, because that's where you'll learn about all the various programs and activities that are available to help you choose happiness for your life. Now, while you're over there on my homepage, coloryourlifehappy.com, be sure to sign up for my free weekly newsletter. Also, you'll be able to click from there over to my blog, and you will be able to see the Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn connections, and all those things. Now, for those of you who are local, that means you're in Orange County or Los Angeles County, and you are ready to come out of hiding and live your life to its fullest, I want to invite you to join my interactive meetup. It's every second and fourth Thursday, and this is in the flesh, face-to-face, a group of us who meet in a group called From Overwhelmed to Overjoyed, Creating the Life You Want. We meet here in Orange County, and you can get the details for that over on my website, coloryourlifehappy.com. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Now, in order to get at that goal, each week I interview guests from various fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, you name it, all of those things that create lasting happiness and contribute to our happiness in our lives. Today, I am so honored to welcome my guest, Barbara Lopez. She's a professional commercial writer and elevator pitch coach. If you don't know what that is, you're going to find out in a minute. And she uses her skills to help her business professionals polish their introductions. Hi, Barbara.
Good morning, hey. Dr. Brown.
Good morning.
I would have my line muted so I wouldn't interrupt you.
Oh, okay. Well, it's time to unmute. And I want to tell the listeners a little bit about you first before we begin. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Now, Barbara Lopez believes that everything in business starts with a bright introduction. She has been a professional commercial writer since 2003 through her business, Bright Form Introductions. Her 30-second and 60-second video short commercials have been used by professionals in email marketing, websites, trade shows, and even television. Barbara has written commercials for corporate businesses, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, nonprofit organizations, direct sales professionals, and countless small businesses in the Sacramento region and across the country. Bright Farm was awarded Best Advertising Service in Citrus Heights, California, 2008 and 2009. Wow. In 2008, Barbara turned the process she uses for creating award-winning visual commercials into an easy four-step process for professionals to use to create their verbal commercial, which is called their elevator pitch. As the elevator pitch coach, Barbara now writes professional elevator pitches for business professionals as well as offers private coaching, workshops, and teleclasses. She also speaks live to networking groups and chambers of commerce and has been a guest on several national teleseminars and blog talk radio shows. That's how I learned about Barbara, from listening to her on the radio. Heavily involved in her community, Barbara serves as board president for the Folsom Cordova Community Partnership, an organization that helps families in need in two local communities. She's an ambassador for the Rancho Cordova Chamber of Commerce, as well as a member of both the Citrus Heights and Folsom Chambers of Commerce. Barbara's also a member of Toastmasters International. Personally, Barbara lives in Rancho Cordova, California, with her husband, and she enjoys spending her downtime with her family and friends. I'm so happy to welcome Barbara Lopez. Hi, Barbara.
Thank you. Good morning. It's such an honor to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me today.
Well, you are most welcome, and I'm eager to have my listeners learn about an elevator pitch. I don't think that all people know exactly what that is and the importance of it. So why don't we start with that? What is an elevator pitch?
That's usually the first question, which is so good. And it's so funny, Dr. Brown, when I'm out networking and, you know, my name tag says the elevator pitch coach, and a lot of times I'm so surprised that professionals don't know what that is. And sometimes they'll actually ask me, do you actually work in an elevator? Which is really funny. But I'm happy to answer that question. Your elevator pitch is your verbal commercial, and that's usually about 30 to 60 seconds, and it's designed to effectively answer the question, what do you do? Now, the term the term was coined years ago as a business term, and it originated as the time it takes someone to ride an elevator and either share or pitch what it is that you do, which a typical elevator ride is about 30 seconds, right?
Okay, right.
So if you were riding maybe three floors with someone on an elevator and they asked you what you do, that's about 30 seconds. So that's where the term came from. But other common terms that your listeners might be familiar with are elevator speech, or out in my area, in the Sacramento area, a lot of networking organizations call it their networking commercial, which I think is a good term too. And some people call it their personal commercial. There's lots of different terms for it, but elevator pitch is the most common, even though you're not going to just use it in an elevator. Obviously, especially with home-based business folks, right? How many times are we actually in an elevator with someone? But it is, it just means it's a common networking tool for using your verbal commercial that talks about who you are and how you help people.
Okay. So that gets me to my next question, because many people may be listening and thinking, well, I don't do this business or that business, and so I don't think I really need an elevator pitch. So exactly who needs an elevator pitch, and why is it so important for them to have one?
Well, I truly believe that everyone needs an elevator pitch, mm-hmm. because if you notice, one of the first things that people ask you when they meet you for the very first time is, mm-hmm. what do you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very common question, especially even in social situations. And
right,
people,
right.
Yes, and people ask that question because it's a really good way to get to know someone, and it's a safe place to start a conversation. So you'll really notice that people ask that in social situations because they're looking for a way to start the conversation. So in that sense, I think everyone needs one. But having said that, I think it's crucial for business owners, entrepreneurs, and anyone looking to promote their business or their career to have an elevator pitch. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to share with you a saying that I heard many years ago, and that is, when your mouth is open, so is your business. And when your and when your mouth is closed, so is your business. So wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of scary, because if we don't open our mouths and say the right thing, our businesses are not benefiting.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. exactly. We really need to let people know that we're open for business, and we need to actually tell them that we're open for business. Unfortunately, people aren't mind readers, so we need to be able, we would like that, but it's not possible. So we need to let them know that we're open for business, which means we need to talk about our business as often as possible.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why I think it's important to have one.
I just had an idea when you were talking, and I was thinking about people I know who perhaps don't have their own business, but perhaps they're involved with, let's say, a charity. I have a friend who's very involved with a charity. And I was thinking that when she meets people, even though she doesn't have her own business to promote, she could create an elevator pitch talking about her charity that would help make people aware of the benefits of, you know, getting involved with her charity, because she's very devoted and dedicated to it.
Yes, absolutely. There's all kinds of things that you can focus on in an elevator pitch. It certainly does not have to be just because you're a business owner or you're an entrepreneur. It could be anyone from, you know, stay-at-home moms that are focusing on their kids but have other interests or activities. Mm-hmm. And it could be, just like you said, people in the nonprofit world. I know, as you mentioned in my bio, I'm really active with a nonprofit in my area, and I definitely have an elevator pitch down for that. It's really just supposed to encapsulate what we're interested in and what we're promoting, basically. So you're right on with that.
That gets me to something. You've already touched on this, but I want to be sure we hit on the benefits of having an elevator pitch. You already mentioned that when your mouth is open, so is your business. And, of course, the opposite, when your mouth is closed, so is your business. What are some other benefits of having an elevator pitch?
Well, I think one of the biggest benefits that comes from having an elevator pitch is that it gives us an opportunity to start out with a great first impression when we're meeting someone new. Because nothing is more awkward than when someone asks us, oh, what do you do? And your mind just goes blank, right?
Right.
We've all had those moments.
Yep, that's
and
right.
It can be uncomfortable because, of course, we know what we do, but the biggest challenge is taking everything that's great about who we are and what we have to offer and condensing it down to just 30 seconds. But if we have an elevator pitch that's clearly prepared and ready to go, that saves us from those awkward types of embarrassing situations. And that ensures that we're much more confident when we're meeting new people and we're leaving a really great impression. Mm-hmm. Also, when we have a polished, a professional elevator pitch, we also set ourselves apart from our competition in a really big way. Because I can tell you that it's more than likely your competition or other people that are in the same industry as you, they probably don't have an elevator pitch. But if they do, it's probably a long, drawn-out explanation of what they do, and that can be really ineffective to
attention.
So being able to clearly and concisely describe what we do allows us to show in a very quick way that we're very professional. We're not fly-by-night business people that are going to just breathe in and breathe out, and that we are people that can easily explain what we do. So we have a much better chance of capturing people's attention and respecting their time as well by just quickly telling them what we do. Lots of benefits.
I like that idea of respecting the other person's time, because I can remember situations where if you go on too long, the person's eyes glaze over.
Yes.
They've stopped listening.
Yes.
And they still don't know exactly what you do. So respecting their time, because they don't ask for a dissertation when they say, what do you do? They really want that 30 seconds. So respecting time is very important. Now, what are some common anxieties? I know you've encountered those in working with professionals. So what are some common anxieties that professionals have toward elevator pitches?
Well, I think the biggest and the most common anxiety comes from not knowing what to say, not having the words to articulate clearly and concisely what it is that they do. And I think that's because a lot of professionals just don't take that time and investment into their 30-second elevator pitch. And so they end up doing what I call flying by the seat of my pants kind of thing.
Yeah, that's not good.
Rather than taking the time to come up with an effective 30-second elevator pitch, they just kind of wing it and they say whatever comes to mind. But unfortunately, that doesn't always come out the way it should, and sometimes it can turn into rambling or a dissertation, like you called it. And so they, you know, they lose confidence when that happens, and that's unfortunate. But there's some types of networking events out there, such as I see it primarily in chambers of commerces and networking or leads groups, that will actually allow for each attendee to do a 30-second round-robin introduction. Do you do those down there?
Yes, yes. Most groups I've been in allow 30. They used to allow a minute, but then they went to 30 seconds.
Yes.
And you just don't have time for foolishness during that time. You really need to work on what you're going to say, especially because you know in advance that you're going to be asked to do this each meeting.
Yeah. And I think that people get anxious about that. And I've actually heard some of my clients say, oh, I don't go to those types of meetings because I don't like to get up and talk in front of people. And I feel like that's not good, because they, you know, it's actually a really good opportunity to get yourself in front of a whole room full of people and introduce your, you know, your face and your personality and your business to a larger audience than just a mixer type situation where you're just, you know, mingling with one or two people here and there. But so what I recommend for them is just to write out their 30-second elevator pitch so that they do have the words to say, and then they'll overcome that anxiety of, you know, not being prepared for that meeting.
Right. I'm glad you mentioned personality, too, because I think part of the anxiety many, especially women, have is that they equate this with a hard-hitting aggressive commercial type thing. And I think if we think in terms of just letting our own personality shine through and not trying to be a pitch man,
yes.
I think it's less anxiety producing.
I totally agree with you, Dr. Brown, because, and that's, I actually struggled when I started this end of my service. I knew I wanted to help people with their networking commercials, and when I did a lot of research on, okay, what am I going to call this service, I did some analytics in web searches, and I realized that elevator pitch was the most common recognized term for giving that commercial, but it's kind of still, I was still a little bit hesitant because I don't like the word pitch, because pitch does sound strong and aggressive, and that I realized, I just don't like that. But I found that for purposes of branding and networking and getting myself out there, I needed to use that term, and I realized, okay, I can teach people how to do their elevator pitch in a non-aggressive way that is not about pitching or selling at all in that first 30 seconds. It's just simply introducing yourself, who you are, what you have to offer, and putting that personality out there so that people feel that you're approachable and likable and trustworthy and all of those things that you want when you're making a good first impression. So I agree with you on that.
Yeah. Now, what are the critical components that make up an effective elevator pitch?
Well, I think there's four steps, and these are four proven steps that I used for many years since 2003 in creating my video shorts for commercials for businesses. Now, these video commercials, obviously they're visual, and they're used in marketing, email marketing, websites, trade shows, television, things like that. But when I took a look at that visual process, I thought, you know that what? That's the same information that people want to hear from you and see from you, just as you're basically a walking commercial, right?
Right.
You're out talking. So I decided to just go ahead and use the same system that I use to create visual commercials and translate it to verbal. And so I call this system the FARM system. And it's an acronym, so it's F-A-R-M. And I call it that for two reasons. One is, obviously, it's a play on words for my business, Bright Farm. But it's also a good way to remember what it is that we're doing when we're out networking. And that is we're out planting seeds, right? We're sprinkling seeds. Everywhere we go of interest, and then we're cultivating those seeds by following up with the seeds that we planted, and then hopefully we're harvesting from those seeds that we planted.
I like it.
Good. Okay, good. It works, and it's easy to remember. So I'll just give you really quickly what those four critical components are.
Okay.
And I'm going to say them kind of slowly in case people want to write them down.
All right.
So the first one is the F in the FARM system, and that is for find their pain point. Find their pain point, which means you want to identify a problem that your service or product solves for people. Okay. And then the next step is the A in FARM, and that is for answer their problem.
Okay.
Answer their problem. So now you want to tell them, I realize you have this problem, and I'm the go-to person to solve that for you or ease that problem for you by doing X. So that's how you're going to say, this is what I can do to help you with that pain point.
Okay.
And then the third one is the R in the FARM system, and that is for reasons why you're different. Why you're different. Because when we're first introducing ourselves to someone new, we need to remember that there's an unseen network that we're tapping into right there, that whoever we're talking to may know other people that are in the same industry as we are. So whether we know it or not, they're going to automatically go to their Rolodex in their brain, and they're going to look for other people that they know that do what it is that we do. So we need to tell them up front in that first 30 seconds why we're different than the person that they're thinking of. And then lastly, the M in the farm system is for make them want more. Them want more. So we need to have a call to action in there.
So could you tell people what the call to action is? Because that's something I see a lot in online and in articles and so forth, and I'm not sure all business people really – it took me a while to understand what that meant.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
What's the call to action?
Having a call to action means you want to plant something in your 30 seconds elevator pitch, or if you're seeing the term call to action in a sales-oriented process, it means that you want to move the audience to do something next with you. And when I say audience, an audience could be a room full of people if you're introducing yourself to a whole room, or it could be just one person that you're talking to. Or it could be many people viewing your website, or, you know, the audience is the one absorbing your information. So you need to have, you don't want to just say, hey, this is me, this is how I can help you, but you want to encourage them to take action and do something next, whether it's inviting them to click on to another page in your website or sign up for that teleclass or that workshop, or request a catalog or a sample of your product. You want to encourage them to do something next.
So you're giving them an action, a phrase with an action verb in it.
Yes,
it starts
absolutely
with an action verb. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
This sounds like these four steps are not only critical to an elevator pitch, but as you just mentioned, I'm thinking this is the thing, these components should be on your website as well. When people come to your website, that you should be doing the same thing, finding, addressing this pain point and answering how you can solve it, reasons why you're different, and then giving them that call to action, making them want more. Sounds like the same four components we should have on a website. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. And that's so great that you said that, because I personally use this system in every single marketing piece that I do. So a lot of times people think, oh, I don't need to do my elevator pitch because I don't go out and do a lot of networking. Well, I usually ask people, well, what other types of marketing do you do? And then we learn that, you know, they have a website, they'll do email marketing campaigns, they'll do sales letters, those types of things. Well, your elevator pitch can go into all of those pieces.
Exactly.
Because it's basically an introduction of what it is that you do. Yet, you have more time to, you know, expand upon it. With your verbal commercial, you're just going to tell them very quickly what it is that you do. But in, you know, your website, you can go into more detail on all four of those parts, as well as in your sales letters, introductory emails that you send to people when you're introducing yourself or following up with them. But there's even other little places that you can use them. For instance, I put my own elevator pitch on the back of my business card so that, which is fantastic for networking, because every time I meet someone new and they ask for my card, I'm sending them away with my elevator pitch so that they don't forget. They know, you know, if they forget what I do, they have it. And then I also use part of my elevator pitch, not my entire elevator pitch, on my outgoing voicemail message as well. Because a lot of times it's a good way to remind people when they finally get the nerve to pick up the phone and call you and ask you for your help, if they hear that little introduction on the outgoing voicemail, they know they have the right person, and this is the person that's going to help them with that pain point. So
wow, that's a good tip right there. That's a good one.
There's so many places.
I'm going to be changing my voicemail greeting right after this show. Because this makes so much sense. When someone calls, if you're not there to answer live, they are going to wonder, you know, do they have the right person, the right service? And if you address that pain point right up front and proceed through these four steps, my goodness, that's great. I like that a lot.
Okay.
Now, before we go any further, I want you to tell the listeners how they can reach you, because I'm sure, just like I'm thinking, I'm sure they're thinking, ooh, I want to work with her. I want to get her to help me. How do they reach you, Barbara?
Oh, sure. My website address is very simple. It's just www.brightfarm.com. And Bright Farm is spelled B-R-I-G-H-T. F as in Frank, or farm, A-R-M, brightfarm.com, and that's the best way to find me. But also, if they have a question and they just want to run a question by me, I can be reached at Barbara@brightfarm.com, and Barbara is B-A-R-B-A-R-A.
Okay.
And I'm also on Twitter with you, Dr. Brown.
That's right.
And my Twitter screen name is just simply Bright Farm. So lots of different ways to find me. Thank you.
Well, and they can get to your newsletter. When they go to your website, they can sign up for your newsletter there, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Every single Monday morning, I send out a very short, quick tip on how to polish up your elevator pitch and how to boost your networking events, I mean your efforts, not actually your events, but your efforts. So, yes, they can sign up right from the website for that. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great newsletter, and I appreciate getting it. And it is nice and bright in more ways than one to give tips, and also it's pleasant to look at. It's appealing.
Thank you.
So I encourage everyone to go over to www.brightfarm.com. Now, how should professionals use these key ingredients that you've just mentioned for customizing their elevator pitch?
Well, let's take a look at each one of them. There's some really simple things that they can do. And if we look at each one, that find their pain point means that they want to find a general problem that your product or service does to ease or eliminate a pain that your audience might be struggling with. So an example of that would be, for me, there's people out there that have anxiety associated with networking or introducing themselves. So that's the pain point I focus on, is people that are struggling with their networking or struggling with the right words to say when introducing themselves. That's a pain point. So that's where what you want to focus on.
Okay.
And then answering their problem means, this is where you want to show what it is that you do to actually ease or eliminate that pain that you just identified. So it's important in relationship building that you show how you ease or eliminate their pain. And what I mean by that is, you don't want to just talk about how your product or your service is going to help them, but you need to position yourself as the expert or the person to go to that's going to provide them the resource for how to get out of that pain. So when you're answering that pain point, you want to say, I can help you, or I can ease or eliminate that pain by doing X. You don't want to focus all on, well, with my product or with my service, you'll get blah, blah, blah. People want to know what you are actually going to do for them so that when that problem comes, and that may mean you're going to sell them the product or the service that's going to give them the solution, but something to think in mind, keep in mind here is your product or your solution or your company may be the solution to the problem, maybe the vehicle that's the solution to their problem, but you're the driver. So
okay,
that means,
I like that.
Yeah. That means people need to think of you and how you can help them. So that's how what you want to focus on there.
Could I ask a question right here at this point?
Absolutely.
So, for example, when you in the second step where you are answering their problem or telling them how you solve it, is this the point at which, like, for example, you have a four-step procedure for creating an effective elevator pitch. So would you tell people that I can ease your anxiety in introducing yourself in groups with a four-step process, which I've created? Is that kind of how you would present? Okay.
That is perfect. Yes, that is absolutely perfect. And I love how you started with, I can do this. I can ease your pain and anxiety. Because a lot of times, you know, people flip it and they think they need to talk about their company. So they'll say things like, we here at Bright Farm can help you get over your anxiety. Or if you sign up for a teleclass or a workshop, we can help you. Well, it should be I can help you because especially when you're networking, and I'm sure you know this better than anyone, Dr. Brown, is that when you're out introducing yourself to people, you're out to connect with people, right? Not just companies and these, you know, businesses. You're out there to connect with people. And so people will respond better to you if you can position yourself as I. So you did that perfectly. You wrote my own pitch for me.
All right.
So did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. It did. I just wanted to make sure that that listeners and I understood that at this point you want to give them some meat, even though you aren't able in 30 seconds to tell them what your four steps are. That's kind of what the call to action needs to get them to do, is to sign up for finding out more about that. But you have to tell them that you do have a system, you have a plan.
Yes.
You have strategies.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And you're so right. And you don't want to go into all of the specifics. So you don't want to tell them how you can help them. You're just going to tell them that, you know, you don't want to list, oh, through all my, you know, my teleclasses, my workshop, my blah, blah, blah. You just want in that first 30 seconds to say, I can help you with my four-step process, with my product, with my service. And because right now is just the peak. You're just piquing their interest so that they'll naturally ask you further questions.
So
I'll jump back to how people can customize the four
steps. All right, okay.
So we just have two left. And the third one is reasons why you're different. So this is really where you want to set yourself apart from your competition. So you need to include in your elevator pitch at least one thing that makes you different from everyone else. And that's especially important if you're in a field where you have a lot of competition, because people need to hear something in that first 30 seconds that will let them know why they should buy from you or choose to work with you over your competition.
Okay.
So that's really important. And then lastly is the make them want more. So make them want more. This is the call to action. So what you want to think about here is, what is it that you want the audience or the person that you're talking to do after they've heard your elevator pitch? So let's say you're saying your elevator pitch in a round robin situation, so you're introducing yourself to a whole room. What would you ideally like to have happen? For me, I love it when people come talk to me after the meeting. I love it when I've said something in that 30-second introduction that goes, ooh, I have that pain point. I need help from Barbara. I'm going to go talk to her. Okay. So, and that should really be the goal for that situation. But maybe it's as simple as you want people to take a sample of what it is that you have to offer, or take a flyer with more information, or encourage them to come to your next event. Whatever it is that you want them to do, you have to actually ask them to do that in your elevator pitch.
Yeah, this is very important because I've made this mistake myself in business, and I see other people make it. And that is they stop short of giving specific directions to the potential client. And as you point out, we need specific directions. We need to know what do I do next to take advantage of your offer. And we need to make that very direct as far as, that's why I mentioned an action verb, and or see me, you know, even if it's see me after the meeting and I will, you know, give more details or whatever, we need to tell them what to do.
Absolutely. It is so true. And I think it's normal for professionals to do that, because I think sometimes we worry that we are going to talk too much, or we're going to make that person feel threatened, that we're going to sell them something right on the spot. But there's just so many ways to phrase your elevator pitch in such a sincere and authentic and confident way that you're not saying, well, sign up for my class and then I'll help you. You know, it's just inviting them. It could be, you know, a lot of times when I go to an event and I introduce myself to a whole room, I'll actually say my call to action is share with me your most pressing networking challenge or your most frustrating networking challenge, and I'll see how I can help you while we chat. And that opens the door right there, because then people know, okay, I can just go tell her about how I just sweat every time it's my turn to introduce myself. And then I'll chat with them about that and give them tips that they can use right away. I don't ever position it at, well, you need to sign up with a coaching session with me and then I'll help you.
I love how you said while we chat. That's wonderful, because that would put me at ease.
Yes.
It would make me feel like there's no pressure. If I choose to work with you, fine, but I can actually talk to you, share my pain, and we're going to chat. That sounds very non-threatening.
Yes, it does. It lets people know, especially at a networking event, it lets them know you're just going to talk to them for a minute or two, that they don't have to, like, try to remember to call you when they get back to their busy desk. They don't have to set an appointment to ask questions or email you. They can get that little chat with you right then and there.
Wow. Oh, that's wonderful. That makes me want to get right to the heart of telling listeners how you help them with their elevator pitch, because we're running close to the end of showtime.
Sure.
So how do you help professionals, and do you have some special events or something that you can tell us about? We have 1 minute.
Okay, absolutely. Well, if they go to my website at brightfarm.com, they'll find out about my coaching, my workshops, and my classes. But I would like to extend a special offer to any listener of Dr. Brown's that decides that coaching might be a way to work with me one-on-one to get your elevator pitch fine-tuned. I would be happy to extend an offer of $50 off any of my coaching packages if they book with me by the end of business on Wednesday, June 30th. That gives some time for your listeners to plug
That's
in there.
That's plenty of time. June 30th. Okay.
Yes.
So they go over to your website, and if they see a coaching package they want, they'll get $50 off. Do they need to call you to set that up? How do they set this up?
Yes, thank you. They will need to call me at 916-631-7119 to actually book that session. It doesn't have to be held by June 30th. They just need to book it and get it on the calendar, and they'll receive that discount.
Wow, thank you so very much. Thank you for coming on the show today. We are at the end of the show. I can't believe it already. I know that listeners have been enlightened, encouraged, empowered, and educated by today's episode about the importance of an elevator pitch, how to set one up, and now we know that we can get help from you with this great offer you've made. Just call 916-631-7119. You can talk to Barbara about the special offer. I know I'm going to be calling Barbara right after to talk about how she can help me. I want to do a video commercial. So thank you for tuning in, everyone. I invite you to join me again next Monday, June 21st at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for another inspiring and exciting show. Thank you again so much, Barbara. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, everyone else. Bye now.
Each day do you wake up and get out of bed? You got all these feelings rushing round in your head. You got that bout with doubt and neighbors singing the blues. Pick up the paper and it's all bad news. But you know in the end, happiness is your best friend. You can be what you wanna be. Hard dare to step high and live like you're free. I said color, color your life happy. Color, every day you can choose. Color, color your life happy. If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
The difference between try and triumph is a little funky. We all have ups and downs, but you can still be happy. If you're gonna step, you might as well step high.
If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
ColorYourLifeHappy.com. Get your happy on.